Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by a media survey. In order to support our show, we'll need the help of some great advertisers. And in order to find great advertisers, we'll need to learn a little bit more about you. That's right, each one of y'all, not about your hallways or nothing like that, but more about you. So please go to podsurvey.com/horrible and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little better. That way, we can show advertisers just how great our listeners are. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can choose to enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. And we know y'all like free shit, bitch. So terms and conditions do apply. But again, that's podsurvey.com/horrible. That's WHOREIBLE. Today's episode is also brought to you by Adam and Eve. What is better than the free 99? How about free 99 that will ignite your Valentine's Day? That's what. Check this out. When you go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item, you'll get 50% off. And I know y'all are like, but you just said free, but here's where it comes in. After you get your 50% off almost any one item, Adam and Eve will also give you 10 additional free items. So first, for your viewing pleasure, you will get 6 free movies. Next, you'll get a free mystery pack that includes an item for him or for her, but something that both of you guys will enjoy, plus free shipping. Now, that's a whole lot of free Valentine's Day stuff. So go on over to adamandeve.com and be sure to use offer code WD50. Again, that's WD, number 5, number 0, because without it, there's no free Valentine's Day stuff. So that's WD50 at adamandeve.com. Now, let's get on with the show.
It's our 100th episode, and before we bring our hot, sexy fucking guest in here, I really want to say thank you. I'm really happy that we did this episode. Yo, we were sitting in the same place the therapy episode.
Yeah, no.
I'm so happy, you know, that we've made up, break up, and got back together. And I'm just so happy that this podcast is where it is.
I'm so happy that you guys have joined us on our journeys of hoism and everything the fuck else over the past almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for sticking it out with us. Thank you guys for supporting us, not only with showing up to our live shows, but tuning in every fucking week. And again, also supporting us for those of you who are patrons.
When we started this podcast, do you remember the episode, I don't live there anymore, but when I accidentally said where I live, and you're like, why would you do that?
I said, why? And you're like, bro,
nobody's
only
gonna
like 80 people listen to us. And I'm like, bitch, one day.
We're gonna get bigger.
And so it was crazy.
We've been on HBO, my nigga. We've been on Vice. Niggas know who the fuck we is. You
Hello,
know what I'm saying?
Say that shit.
I just want to say I was standing for life. Somebody that like I would live, die, and breathe for if they were ever on this podcast is Jesus. I never thought for a second I could walk up to someone as a fan and they'd be like, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so
I love you, New Word.
And even in the last year, like joining Loudspeaker, you know, we're now a part of a family where some of the top podcasts live. So that's been amazing.
Right. Who's been someone you've met or like run into that knew who you were and you were like, oh shit?
So I've been known blue check marks.
I'm
like,
talking
that's
about
kind
some
of
horrible
my thing,
decisions.
So,
bitch.
Some. You know what? Honestly, I will say it hasn't even been someone that I met like famous and knew who I was, but just like the people around me who are around bigger people. So like I'm
yes,
really good.
When they give you.
I'm really good friends with Wayne. Shout out Wayne. He has a podcast now with Kevin Hart, Spank. Like, and so I was just with him this past weekend, and he's like trying to get us to get brands, like, you know, if they pass on Kev, maybe. I'm like, if they pass on Kevin Hart, you're thinking of me. He's like, and his thing was, he's like, do you know comedians can't even sell out places that house 200 people? And you guys are going on a tour doing that?
Do you remember our first live show? I wanted to charge $8.
You wanted to charge $8 for our first. And I'm like, no, bitch, there's a thing called the profit margin where we have to make. And, you know, I made it
I
all accounting.
I just thought nobody
like,
would go. You know,
no,
even
so,
just,
yeah.
Like, you know, one of the craziest things for me was, you know, I don't want to say it like we got New York on lock, but we live here and most of our listeners are here, right? According to analytics, like we do this DC show and we're looking up venues and I'm like, what do you think, Mandy? Like 220? And she's like, yeah, that sounds good. We put these tickets up with no flyer. We didn't drop the podcast a day. And
4 days.
4 days.
We sold out.
Like,
so
it's crazy.
That was amazing.
Bro, I've seen artists that I listen to weekly that haven't had 225 people in the fucking venue.
I ain't even gonna hold y'all. If we ain't got the LA venue yet, it's because Weezy found this rank-a-dank that seats 120. And I'm like, bitch, we could do more than 120 in LA. So I'm looking for a bigger venue in LA if we haven't dropped the venue yet. Because I'm like, no, bro, like, we can do it. Let's do it.
It's
so
just
it's been
crazy.
Exciting. It's been exciting.
I never thought I'd go to Mexico and niggas would come up. When that was the craziest thing about.
Bitch, I went to Kansas City.
I didn't even know it wasn't in Kansas. And bitch, people fucking knew, like, Horrible Decisions and Mandy.
Y'all
like,
got internet here? The hell is Kansas?
Kansas City, bitch. It's in Missouri, ho. I didn't even know. I said, bitch, this is a 3-hour
flight. Oh, bitch,
flight.
I'm gonna tell you when I knew we was lit.
What?
When my mother, you know I'm a stand-in 90 Day Fiancé. And I fucking wrote Ashley from 90 Day Fiancé, who's the white girl that fucks the Jamaican nigga. And she was like, oh, yeah. Like, unfortunately, you know, we're tied to contracts. We can't come on. But like, totally no. Follows our page. And I was just like, oh, hey. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. TLC, bitch.
Gabby Sidori follows us.
That's
is that how
right.
you say her last name? And I was like, precious bitch, what's up?
Bro, I want her to come like on. That. But we might not be on brand because we're sluts. So here's what I want to do just to start this episode off. I want to go back and forth with 100 dirty words. Titties, ass, cum.
We're not going to make it to 100, y'all. So
we
don't
are
worry.
Going to try our hardest and.
Let's go.
Boobs.
Sluts.
Fuck.
Feminist.
Cum.
Pussy.
Shit.
Anal.
Lint liquor. I thought about the Orbitz
condom.
Gum commercial.
Condom.
Latex.
Pegging.
Whore.
Dildo.
Bitch.
Anal plug.
Anal beads.
Shit. Cock ring.
Ball gag.
Ponytail.
What?
Bitch, because when I suck dick, I put my hair in a ponytail. Go ahead.
Okay, word association. Choking.
Slapping.
Belching.
You're disgusting. Eggs.
Asphyxiation.
Plan B.
Dirty.
Birth control.
Naughty.
Damn, bitch. I was
going to say abortion.
Okay, anyways, y'all get the motherfucking
somebody
point.
Count that and tell us how much it was.
Hey.
And,
but we really hope that you guys enjoy our 100th episode.
Bye.
Yo, can you believe we made it to 100 episodes, and this is like a big deal, I think, in podcasting.
Yo, together, we've all probably fucked 100 people.
I think that's
that's very accurate. I actually just started doing my numbers like, yep, that
yo,
sounds
I have
all
my
right.
list, do you?
I feel like you and I have probably fucked 100 between the two of us.
Yeah.
So we adding a whole nigga who do porn. What?
I'm trying to tell you the number, bitch.
Oh, well, bitch, that's just the number of athletes. No, let me stop. Anyways, guys, welcome to the 100th episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Weezy. Hi, I love you 100 times over. How about that?
Nah, I'm super excited. I'm glad that we finally made it here. It was only right to have one of the motherfuckers that made the most sense to come on for episode motherfucking 100.
Not even the most sense, bitch, but the episode, like, we've done mad solo episodes.
We have.
I was in Japan when you came on. I was tight, bruh.
Yeah, so.
First of all, I'm listening to the episode, and I'm
voice,
like,
his voice
I can't get
come.
Internet, right? So I download the episode on the plane. 16 fucking hours, I didn't know what you looked like. And I was like, just pretending with myself, like, he ugly.
No, so guys, if you haven't already looked at the title, which you probably should have, we have King Noir, who is in the building with us today. And so he came on, maybe episode 26. Like, he came on mad long ago, maybe less than,
yeah.
maybe more
yeah,
than that.
It was a minute.
It was a minute
ago. And I
remember
you especially, like, we weren't even doing video then, and you were like, oh, I have to get video for him. And I'm like, bitch,
yeah,
what?
I know, I got video specifically for him just to show the vlogging. I know, because I was like, oh, this got to be on video, bitch. But so for the 100th episode, I guess, well, before we get started in our icebreaker, can you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners and new listeners who may not know who you are?
All right. What's going on? My name is King Noir of Royal Fetish Films, Jet Setting Jasmine LLC, a master fetish trainer, erotic touch masseur, and I do porn and stuff.
And a deep voice. You need
Jasmine.
A
come on, drop the wifey
you
on
know,
that.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
There you
I
go.
Mean, that's actually how we started. We started with her company, Jet Setting Jasmine, and
Are you married?
We are not married, okay. But that's my bad. Partner in all things.
Yeah. I know that's right, because I'm going to tell you, we've had some episodes where we learned marriage don't mean a fucking thing.
don't get started. Don't.
I wasn't being shady.
Okay, I thought you was being shady, because you'd be shady as hell, bitch. I know you would.
No, I really enjoy watching, like, you know, your pictures together. I really love it. For those of you who don't know King Noir and Jet Setting Jasmine, I've never had the pleasure of meeting either of you, but you guys just had a baby, and, like, you're just so body positive, and, like, it just seems like you love her so much, and it's so great to watch a woman be so comfortable.
And you guys are poly, which is what we discussed in the last episode.
I'm poly, and Jazz now describes herself as a sexual opportunist.
Oh!
That's some next shit.
I like that. She is in her own title. titles.
Even like the word poly at all. Like, I don't like what polyamory kind of means because I hear it. It's like, from what my friends tell me and poly friends,
actually
opening yourself for love with other people.
I don't like that.
And that I'm not really vibing with. Like,
now that I think about it, I don't like the word poly either because it ruins my childhood. I'm thinking of Polly Pocket. We probably shouldn't be thinking of Polly Pocket.
I think with polyamory now, it's kind of gotten a little bit of the connotation like swinging has. You know, like
that's
swinging.
What I'm into.
Swinging at a certain point, though, people start to have like this idea of what it is when actually it can be whatever it means to you. Like whatever your relationship is as a couple,
sure,
and y'all are swingers, might not be the same as two other people who are also swingers. They might be like, well, we do soft swap. Same room.
Right.
Somebody else might be like, man, we go out on full dates with somebody
else.
And
soft swap, you know what I mean? Right, another woman coming in, am I correct?
Well, soft swap, I think, is more like they don't do full penetration,
okay,
or whatever. It might just be like kissing and touching and things like that.
I would describe myself more like an ethical non-monogamist. Like, I like being able to go on dates with other people and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if I'm as open to full-blown relationships, which is what I believe poly can be. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, and I'm into just swinging. Like, with my partner, I don't want him dating anyone else. I don't want him having feelings with anyone else. Don't even take the bitch out to eat. Like,
you're like,
she
you
can
fucking,
go home.
You leave.
Just fucking leave her. Like, that's
well,
the type of
like
relationship
what
I would be into.
Glamazon Taomi said.
Oh, now
something.
You like something she said?
Bitch, now you shady.
I'm just saying.
So she was saying, or
that's
either her husband
right
said
there.
On another yes, podcast, like, you know, maybe she wants to go see like a concert and like, I'm not into
no,
that.
No, I
dude.
Told you that he said that.
Oh, that was you.
That was him. So I started the episode out talking about B2K and you were like, I'm not really
wow,
into
look
them
at
niggas.
That. I didn't even realize that
yeah,
was you.
Yeah, it was him that said that. And he was like, listen, like, I don't really like B2K, but I'm not going to keep you from enjoying that moment with someone who may be able
fucking
to enjoy it with you.
Interesting. So what's up? Like, you not going with Jasmine?
What, to B2K?
Yeah. What if she want to go to the B2K
concert? If she
want to
go, I'm sure there are a whole lot of people that'll take
see?
It out there to see that.
Where y'all live at?
We in Tampa.
So there's no Florida shows to Atlanta. So she going with another nigga.
Yeah.
They going to be in there like, you said.
She going to have a good time, too, because she know if she took me, I'd be like, man, fuck.
I don't want to see this shit. You know, an icebox.
There's
my,
not, okay, if you had you to know, see
because,
any
because
artist
I'm sure,
on that tour,
I'm sure she
one.
Would let me roll to, like, you know, go see some shit of the same age that was what I'm into. Like, if I'm like I'm trying to go see Ray and Ghost right now. And she's
well,
like,
yeah, I'm not trying to go see. I don't even
exactly.
know who that is.
Because you looking.
Wu-Tang.
You looking young.
Oh, is that Wu-Tang? Like, yeah, I don't want to go. I don't want to go and see them in life. Wait.
Well, there you go.
Wait, was Method Man in that?
Yeah, but if it's just
okay, so
Ghost,
I just want to go and
see like,
Method
I'm
Man.
Just trying to go back
go
and see Method
I just,
Man.
I go and look at Method. What?
I'm only laughing because
I think Jasmine would go though if Method Man was there.
That's
too,
all I want to
so,
go. Only if Method's
mean?
Man there. If he's not there,
he's
I don't
like,
want to go.
Fuck?
I mean, I would like it would be something to look at.
Hold on, wait. You skipped the question. How old are you?
I just turned 38.
Oh, that's
nigga,
grown,
that's
man.
Like a
no, I was about to say 37 was like it was literally just my birthday 3 days ago.
It was.
You just had a baby. You had a birthday. Yeah. Good things happen in threes.
Did you absolutely. Have birthday sex?
I did, but it was like the whole week. I don't know if we just.
Oh, I thought he was gonna say it was like somebody else.
No, nah, we actually just came back from a resort in Mexico that
oh,
we might
flex.
Be doing some that we might be doing some work for. We was down at Desire.
What city
okay.
is it?
Vlogging people and all. It's in Cancun.
Nice.
So I was in Mexico for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And someone was like, oh, are you going to go to the resort? Because I was telling them I had a sex podcast. And I was like, which one? And they're like, never mind. Like, like, why is no one telling me?
Right.
I had no idea. So people go to the resort and are you just like a part of that resort and like,
well, we were actually there doing fetish trainings for couples, teaching people about impact play. What else did we do? I mean, minded our own business for a little while. You
that's
know,
nice.
we had a good time there.
Right.
I mean, it was beautiful out there. It was,
well, speaking of like a resort and all of this fun stuff, our icebreaker real quick. I thought this would be cool for us to do. I wanted to do different names for orgasms. So I thought of this in different ways that you could say come. So I wanted to maybe go around the table and see if we can make it around and how many times around we can go before someone doesn't know a name for an orgasm.
Yeah, but bitch, have you looked them up?
No, bitch, I ain't look. I swear I ain't look it up.
I believe you.
I swear I ain't look it up. The only
trying to find upside down.
No, the only reason why I came up with this game, and I'll tell you, is because on this B2K tour, Yin Yang Twins are going to be there. And one of their songs is like, oh, skeet, skeet. And I'm like, why was I saying that at 11? Skeet, skeet. Is,
why you
so
said one of these songs? Bitch, the song.
The song, all
key. Name another so Yin Yang Twins song right
that's
now.
That's going to be my first word for come is skeet. And then we'll go around and see how many words for orgasm we can come up with. So Skeet is the first one.
Climax.
Fuck, you took mine. Jizz.
Fuck, already?
Your turn.
Skeet, your turn.
Come.
Spunk.
You gotta go. I'm out.
Splash.
Splash, nigga.
You lost.
That ain't no goddamn
better train of my ass.
What other word is there for come or orgasm? Are there any
squirt
that we left? Squirting. Okay.
I was gonna say nut.
Ooh, nut.
That's damn a nigga word.
I really missed that
bust
one, huh? No, oh, you're busting a nut.
No.
People be like, yo, I'm busting.
I'm busting?
I just bust.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
You're just mad that you was out after one.
Yeah.
No. Came too quick.
That's not it. I never heard climax either.
No, but technically busting, like, you bust a pussy. So busting is not nothing. Fuck y'all. You bust it open.
Bitch, you literally said when you were fucking a dude, he was like,
bust a nut. I'm about to bust a nut.
Whatever, bro.
I'm about
but people
to
will ask you, be like, yo, when you was fucking, did you bust?
Yes. They do.
You got me.
Touché.
All right, well, anyway, we finna go ahead and hop into the vanilla shit because I don't like y'all.
Yo,
no
100 episodes later, like, what's something that we've, like, we still do? Because your ass is still ghetto as shit, but, like,
I am not ghetto. Woo chile.
Okay, so we finna go ahead and get to the next one. It's that.
That is not what
you know
I
when I knew you was
like
a fucking hood rat? When you said, what's that shit the Black Panthers were? A bodet?
This what we doing? This is what we're doing. This is what we're going to do for the 100th episode, bro.
When did you know
you
I was super
come
white?
Me?
You can't say when I fuck white boys. What is it? When was
what? Actually, what I'm going to say about when I knew you were super white, you don't let me say on the podcast.
Do not, bitch.
That's how I knew you were super white.
I'll tell you later.
Because only white people do that shit. So we're going to go ahead. I wanted to get into our vanilla shit. So for vanilla shit, it's where we come up or we find an article that has to do with sex, dating, relationships. And this one was interesting. This article is on Refinery 29. And it says that I can orgasm without my genitals being touched. Am I a freak? So it gets into basically how she experienced having an orgasm from just meeting a man and them kind of just touching, like, hands-wise. And she says that she was able to experience an orgasm. And so she reached out to a doctor and felt like that there was something wrong with her because she busted a nut from just touching this man. So it says that there have been studies that show that orgasm can be reached without necessarily directly stimulating the genitals, says Jessica Shepherd, MD, an OBGYN at the University of Illinois at Chicago. This is much more common. This is where I found it interesting. She said it's actually more common in women and not often in men. No.
Oh.
It's more often for women to reach orgasms without being touched genitalia.
Bitch, what are you doing? The 90 Day Fiance genitalia?
No, bitch.
So yeah,
I thought that it would be more so common for men because I feel like when they're younger, men just jizz in their pants a lot.
I think that's a thing from movies that we all know, but. I mean,
no, or wait, we got a man across from us. Were you just jizzing in your pants at 13?
Not like crazy, but it definitely got happened before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See,
but I mean, there was stimulation. You know, I was, what they call it down south, I was hunching or something, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so, you yeah, was no. hunching. You was dry humping.
Yeah, I've definitely had a few. I think I have one a month where I come in my sleep.
Really?
I think
women are a lot more in tune with their bodies than men are because most men. It's not something that we're taught. It's not something that is ever presented to us. You know, like from once you get your period,
right,
your mom or older woman is going to have that talk with you about your body, how to care for your body, how to attend to your body in some shape, form, or fashion, even if it's not sexual, even if it's just like, this is how you care for
yourself.
So
you're saying that we're
boys
more aware of our vaginas than men are. Boys are their penises, you're saying?
Men are only aware of their penises in a sense of kind of like, you use that to fuck.
Which is education. We just talk
men
about
aren't really
kind of
taught
spell.
To explore
that.
Their bodies, even sexually. Like we're told, like you know, you're gonna jerk off, or maybe somebody says, hey, if you jerk off and you last longer when you jerk off, you better when you fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like
okay.
maybe you get that little talk, if anything. But for the most part, men aren't taught how to clean themselves. Men aren't taught
we
how
know
to
know that much. Y'all be musty as hell.
Men aren't taught how
people
to even connect the brain to their orgasm, which is why most men have never experienced a full body orgasm.
Do you think women are maybe a little bit better with orgasm because it's a lot harder for us to reach orgasm? So,
depending on the woman.
Because to me, in general, women as a whole, like this is just right from census that has been taken from certain sites, like any findings I read, it's generally harder for women to achieve orgasm. And I wonder if it's because the women that are having them have had to learn how to give themselves one.
It's weird though, because
like, are we really more in tune with our bodies? It's
so weird because I feel like it's so backwards for me. So when I preach that all women should learn how to make themselves come. So I say that of course. So I masturbate nightly. That's how I go to sleep. And when I masturbate, I come only through clitoral stimulation. However, when it comes to me dealing with men, me rubbing my clit does nothing. I can only come through penetration, which often people say that you're not supposed to be allowed to come through penetration. Well, it's all through clitoral. So it's weird. Like when I fuck 24/7, I come multiple times with his dick. There's no play with my clit.
Right,
but when I'm by myself,
still
I'm not.
Clitoral orgasms, because we find out that like
it goes all the
like
way.
True.
It goes in there.
But
so
yeah,
maybe.
I mean, I think there's
I'm talking
like
about
some, basic like 75-25 like thing I've seen where 75% of the time women have clit stimulation. But
so I wanted to
I think physiologically though, there's the sense that as a woman, everything that you experience, well, not everything, but a lot of what you experience sexually is internal. So you have to experience things that are going to go through your body. So you have to be in tune. Like, am I even willing to let this person be inside of me? Right.
Facts.
And then also for men, since it's external, we never really get to put that one and two together. Like your brains, like I get dudes who hit me up nonstop in my DM. How do I last longer? Or I have my first bout with ED. How do I work with that?
That's erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
For
so and both of those things really just have to do with your mind. You know, I mean, obviously there's some things that'll just feel amazing, like goddamn. But usually that's like you let your mind go into that that you are unable control
like,
yourself.
Listen, medicine can help you, but like you do need to work through this thing.
It is.
I was thinking one thing when you were talking about it. When it comes to, like, you know, the orgasm, like, clitorally, it could be there's, like, what, 5,000 or 7,000 nerve endings in our clit opposed to the inside.
Which is why
I
never wanted to even pierce it. Like,
me neither.
I would be so afraid to pierce my clit for that reason. But I wanted to talk. So reading this article and something that Weezy even mentioned on
the hood.
Yeah, you mentioned it on our sex resolution episode that you wanted to experience a tantric massage. And so is tantric massage, is that dealing with your genitals or is it just the massage that makes you come? What is that?
Some does, some doesn't. I mean, it all depends on who's the practitioner or the massage.
Can you tell us what tantra is or tantra?
Yeah.
Tantric sex, I am not a tantric practitioner, so somebody will probably give you a way better definition.
I'm sure, but like,
but I think it's really like, from what I understand, is people who are able to connect like the spiritual, the mind, and the body for a deeper sexual experience than just like, yo, I'm trying to.
And that's where I've heard that women have orgasms. Like, Colette watched a couple, like him give her an orgasm just from like breath play and like breathing. And like, she said it took a while, but she said she watched this girl come hard as fuck.
Well, I know personally, I've spoken to people and they've told me that I should go like deeper into it because I've had orgasms without busting a nut before.
You have had an orgasm without coming?
Yeah.
I've had men tell me that too.
How? How does that work?
Like secretion, you mean?
How does a man
like,
know that
happened? No fluid. I mean, you feel it. Like I've felt orgasms that have gone through my body, different things like that, and it definitely has to do with things that when I've spoken to people who actual tantric practitioners, they say it has to do with your breathing, it has to do with, you know, your comfortability, your mind state, and all of that. So why
would you orgasm as a man but not ejaculate?
Because I want to keep coming.
Okay.
Have you ever had a dude like tell you they felt like they came when they were fucking you but they didn't?
I've had guys that thought they were going to come so they would pull out so that they didn't come and
well,
then they went
like
back.
Edging, but maybe twice in my lifetime I've had someone say, fuck, like I felt like I came.
I mean, I did have a guy tell me that I gave him the best sex ever out of all the times
humble
we had
flex.
Sex. No.
I did have someone tell me that I was the best fucker.
Seriously. No, you didn't let me finish. Damn.
I got the text right here.
We had been fucking like for years. And so on one of the most recent times we had sex, he said, oh my God, that was like probably our best time having sex. I pinned it to my weight loss. But he's like, no, like it just felt really good. And I'm like, how? He didn't come. He didn't come at all. Probably because I made him wear a condom the entire time and I wasn't fucking with that bullshit at all. And normally, like, you know, I'll suck a dick and I was just like not in the mood. But he told me it was the best session he had with me, and I was confused because he literally did not come.
Have you noticed something different from the times that it's happened to you with the sex that you were having? Like, was it a lot of foreplay? Like, was there anything different that you think happened in those moments that don't normally happen?
I know the first time that it ever happened to me, I was like, just checking, you know what I mean? I was like, because it feels almost the same, like the same way that your muscles contract and different things like that. But just, I think time-wise, it just has to do with more like how into it I am and just how I feel. And kind of like, if I feel like I'm about to come, I'm like, I don't want to right now.
Yeah, okay.
And just kind of like push through it. And then the body reacts how the body reacts. And then it just keep, you kind of like keep feeling it.
So is
and
this,
it's like waves, like is, things I've heard from women talk about, like orgasms
like
or like multiple.
It's like a lingam massage almost. Do you know anything about it?
A lingam massage is when a woman massages.
Right. Yeah. But like in the lingam massage, they say that men reach it almost two or three times. Like they keep peeking and then finally they ejaculate.
So is this kind of like when a man has sex and he comes and then after he comes, he's still hard? Because I've had that.
Nah, that just means you kind of skipped your refractory period. Like, that can happen, but that has nothing. That's not the context.
Yeah, it's different because if, I mean, that's good, too.
It's great.
You know what I'm saying? But
I love when
they
come like,
heal. Still experience like, multiple orgasms. Yeah. Men can't experience multiple orgasms because of the refractory period, which basically means your dick can't get back up once it ejaculates, right?
Well, I love
that. Bitch, look at me. I'm a goddamn
doctor. I don't know what you've been reading. Anyways, I want to get into
Real quick, just to go back to what you were saying, like, for example, like some of the massages that I have done for like erotic touch, there are certain times, like I had one client, I was just kind of like massaging her forearm. And she was just like, I've never really been touched there before in my life. So when you start to, in a sensual way.
Right. Yes.
So I think when it comes to massage in general, or tantric massage, erotic massage, sensual massage, whatever
just
people
massage.
Are calling it, it's like, if you've never really had somebody pay attention to your body, if you've never had somebody touch you in a certain kind of way, and you are someone who is in, especially a woman who's in, you know, in communication with her body and control of her body, you could definitely orgasm from
it. Have you ever had one?
Man, all I know is every time I go to a motherfucking massage place, even in Asia, all the little Asians, I wasn't even attracted to them. But bitch, my pussy was wet as fuck every time they massaged me. And it was just like a little Asian woman. I ain't want to fuck her. But bitch, I kind of was hoping she fingered me, but they never did. But I be getting horny as fuck. Just massaging.
The most
erotic
part of a massage I've ever had, it just made me think of that
forearm
thing. I don't even know if I've ever thought about this before, was my calves. And I remember him telling me, like, nobody ever touched me like that there.
Yeah.
Gee, they freaked me out.
Oh, the calves.
I was like, why am I getting excited? It's just my calves.
No, I love, like, the inside of my thighs.
I love when he rubs my ass and, like, his fingers are kind of close to my pussy. And I'm like, are they going in?
Just close. That's it. It turns me on just like that. Like, that's all I need. So I wanted to get into our kink of the week. And our kink of the week is going to focus on something that you are actually familiar with, something that people may not even know exists. So the kink of the week is fetish training. I kind of wanted to get into what fetish training is and why people may come to you for it, what it entails. So can you explain to our listeners what fetish training is?
Well, fetish training is the act of engaging in your fetish. What it's, I think actually it was first time I ever heard the term. It was like when Jazz was trying to say, how do we describe what it is we do for people?
Okay.
And a lot of people hire us because they don't know they have a fetish. But every single person here has a fetish.
Every person in the world has
in
a
the
fetish.
World.
Okay.
Like even just y'all saying like, I got turned on by a massage. A fetish is basically something that is not directly correlated to procreation that turns you on sexually.
Come on, my nigga, with them glasses.
Yo, shut up.
Looking like a professor with that sweater on.
Hell yeah. That was what I was going for tonight.
Can I ask you, this is a little off, but the last episode Mandy and I were doing, she was saying, here's mm-hmm. the difference between a kink and a fetish, which I really think is subjective. Even though, I mean, she was reading textbook shit. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what you think the difference between a kink and a fetish is?
Yes.
A person can be kinky. A person can't be a fetish. Like, a lot of times, like, you'll see people like, oh, you know, I have a fetish for this type of person, BBW, black man, Asian woman, or something like that. A human being can't be a fetish. A human being is a human being. A person can be kinky, like, I'm kinky as fuck, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it's kind of like a fetish is, like, what it is, you know, so kind of like more like a definition.
So how it broke it down, it basically said that a fetish is the whole meal, a kink is the salt and pepper. It's there the seasoning go. To
yeah, that makes sense.
You know, right. What you do in the bedroom. So like what are some of I guess the fetishes or kinks that go on during fetish training? Like some of the main ones.
It ranges. I mean, people come to us because they're like, I want to expand my sexuality. Or I know what I like, but I don't know how to engage in it in a safe way. Or I don't know where to find people who like what I'm into. So that's where we help.
What's the kinkiest thing that someone
I just wrote in my phone? I was trying to be quiet. By the way, listeners gave this advice. They were like, damn, Weezy can't shut the fuck up. Type the questions in your phone. What did I just type?
She just said, what are the kinkiest?
I wanted to ask, what are the kinkiest things you've heard? But what are also things where you're like, that ain't shit that people think is crazy?
I mean, I don't.
Like
I don't ever like to. Oh man, I love spit. But
me too.
I don't. But see, that's the thing. That's what makes everybody different, and where it's hard for me to say like that's some wild kinky shit or that's a boring kink, you know? Because what might be like for you, like yo, this is the edge for me. Like I'm trying it all right here. I'm putting it all on the table. For her, she might be like, that was 5 years ago.
But what is the edge for you? Like what is holy shit too much?
I think the one that I was first kind of like, what? Like, what is this? Is lunars. People who are into balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what I don't know if we spoke about
it. Well, it, a whole lot of shit.
Damn, we didn't cover that in porn categories.
I haven't gotten that.
I used to watch Real Sex when I was a kid because that was the only thing I could, like, hunch the bed to. And I always saw the
lunars?
Balloon shit.
What's the balloon? So what do they do with balloons? Stick their dick in a balloon?
Some people like to watch people be afraid by a balloon popping. Like, that's what turns them on. Other people like to watch a woman just play with a balloon and not pop it.
I'm not King Shaping. So the first time
someone ever hit us up, like, can you do a Royal Fetish lunar video? I was thinking the moon. I was like, what are you talking about?
Facts.
I was like, they kind of woke. They seem like some under the stars, the moon
you
type niggas.
Right? Wait.
So then they were like, well, you know, they send over this thing because we do custom films for people.
Nice.
They send over this long, like, script. And then they send Jasmine, like, a box of different types of balloons. Like, some of these balloons,
colors,
it's like,
ridges, what?
Yo, well, there's one joint, it's called a hippity hop. Like, that shit got fucking handles on it, and it's, like, the size of this chair.
She bounces
what?
On it?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sense of everything, bitch.
Yeah, but their kink is coming from a balloon being present. Like, they didn't send him a yoga ball.
Well, some of our fetishes we get from our childhood. Some of them could just happen, okay. Like on your train ride over here, something could happen. You're just like, I wonder. And you might just delve deep into that. But some of the things, like, you know, some people who are lunar, they might have had an experience as a kid where it was a party and a balloon popped and they saw the girl, they like jumped to it or something. You know what I mean? Like, it could. Some fetishes are like so intricate into our brains. That's why fetishes are just as infinite as the human mind.
Oh, my God. I swear to God,
she got
right
a story
now,
about it.
Nah,
I'm telling you,
I never
got
realized
story,
why I like spit in my mouth.
Why do you
but
like
me
spit?
And this dude got in an argument when I was in high school, and he spit on me, and I liked it.
He spit on you, bitch. That
bro,
is disrespect.
Do I need to go to therapy?
You do. But you absolutely need therapy.
I mean, I think she just therapy? Worked her way through it right there.
You know,
she,
I don't know.
I'm fetish in therapy, bitch. But like,
you enjoy the nigga spitting on you?
Listen, we were fighting.
And that nigga would die.
We were close, really face to face. We were arguing about me and this other dude. And he spit on me. And I was like, yo, are we about to fuck?
No way, bro. That's
now,
like,
now, that's what it is.
That's hands, bro. I'll fight anybody who spit on me, bro.
Bro, obviously.
But in the bedroom, I might ask for it. But outside of the bedroom,
so
you're not spitting on me,
bro. We had never spoke again, right? But I remember being so angry about it. But in that moment, he was so close to my face. I didn't know if I liked it or not. Maybe that's why I like spitting and shit.
Maybe you need therapy.
Yo, thank you. It might be your glasses, but you just psychoanalyze
me. Yo, that's what I do.
So So what are, if they contact you, it can be individuals or it can be couples. And so basically what you do is you kind of walk them through how to communicate about these, or are you actually showing them what it looks like?
Yeah, we also do events all over, kinky pop-up events. Mm-hmm. And we help people, basically, if they're like, yo, this is what I'm into. Say it's spanking or flogging or something like that. You don't really just want to start hitting on somebody without knowing what you're doing. We spoke about that last time. So, you know,
okay,
I think...
So you brought up flogging. Mm-hmm. You have floggers with you, and we have a better video now, so I'm glad that you brought them.
Okay, we're going to get that.
If you want to, I guess, show the camera what floggers are, can you explain to our new listeners what flogging is?
So flogging is a form of impact play.
Nah, bro, that ain't that $10 shit I bought.
these are actually handmade. They're leather and all that. You can check
Look,
them out.
Handmade. Wow. So like I have them, but they don't. Like I guess that's why it don't hurt. This is like real.
Do these
not,
hurt?
It's not. Oh, these aren't gonna really hurt you like that. These are more.
I know
of
these
like
ain't
a,
vegan.
They're more like a thud. So it's more like if you get spanked,
can
right?
Can we see? Can we see you spanked?
I gotta warm her up and all.
You
that
gotta
first.
Warm her up. Why do you gotta warm her up? Because then is it gonna hurt?
So that it's gonna feel good for.
Oh,
her.
Wait, otherwise but it'll you hurt. Have gloves on. That look like you about to go ride a bike.
Nah, I use these gloves actually. Like it's another thing for spanking, right? So like, if someone spanks you and they use just their fingers, there's more of a sting to it. Someone spank you using the center of their hand, there's more of a cup to it. Back of
that's
the
why
hand,
like we like
that's
the
a
bottom
little more hit. Yeah. So if you're more of a person who likes the thud, you would enjoy these.
So I know Mandy's trying to surprise me right now with the whole flogging thing. Can I just like learn how to spank? Can we like learn? Can you teach me how to spank on Mandy?
Wait.
We can do that too.
Mandy has a good spanking butt. I have less ass.
I don't like how you turn this shit on me.
Oh, no, my nigga. Because when I came in the studio, she was like, oh, yeah, you're going to get flogged today. And even though I'm totally into it, what I really want to say is she's been
you
flexing.
You just want to hit me. You,
know,
you want to hit me on camera.
Everybody tells me, you know, my ass is just so jiggly
it
now.
It is jiggly, bitch.
Okay, let's just figure it out.
Okay, so wait.
Let's talk about it first.
Okay.
So the hand. Sorry, by the way, Chrissy, we're running late. But
you
the
got,
hand,
you
right?
You gotta take these goddamn rings off because
from
that ain't
the bottom,
feel
like
you definitely gotta take those rings off.
I'll take my rings off. Mm.
So, fellas, if you have rings on your hand, because my daddy Jamaican, he used to wear golds on all goddamn every finger. So, if you're fucking, you would suggest to take jewelry off the hand
for sure.
Okay, so slap with your right hand if you married, fellas. Because
you know
that,
what's so
that,
great? This is I was gonna make a joke because this is our 100th episode that like we didn't fight. I get to hit you during the 100th.
This is
episode.
Some bullshit.
Okay,
so check it out.
Okay.
When you're talking about impact play, before we even get to any of the spanking, when you get to impact play, it's very important because you can hurt somebody, right? So the reason I talk about warming somebody up with things like floggers is you want to get all those important dopamine and all the chemicals from the brain
so
that relaxes
really
the body. You start really lightly.
Maybe kissing
spank
and licking.
Up. Yeah, I mean, you could do that
We're
too.
We're not kissing or
no,
licking. What we could give each other a hug.
I'm going to go really lightly.
Okay.
So, but like, for example, like if I was flogging, I would start at your shoulders.
But we practicing spanking me.
But
we
spanking or we flogging?
I want to
no,
spank Mandy.
Spank.
I want you to teach me how to spank before with a flogging. Right. So, okay.
Okay, I'm standing
So
up.
I would take my hand. I'm going to use the bottom. Let's maybe see you do the good spank first.
What? Bro, you really? Okay, so hold on, because I want to make sure that you tell the listeners. So what's the correct way to spank?
So King Noir just stood up, man. He's bent over YouTube.
Everybody. So women, if you're spanking your men if you're spanking your woman.
Right.
Everybody has the same vibe that you're going to get in here from the lady tank.
Like we're horny?
Tank. You know what I'm saying? No, it's all in the pudendal nerve.
Pudendal nerve? Nigga, that's a big
this
word.
Is some school shit. You know, say, is there another
that's
name?
I read and shit, but I ain't never read no pudendal.
Lady Tate, man Tate. That's the other word.
Right. So that's where we all have these nerves, and when you spank properly, it's going to send waves through those nerves. But you don't want to just run up on somebody like a disrespectful dude at the club and just smack the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, because then it hurt.
That was a real hood rat smack. Let's see the I'm a fetish trainer smack.
So we start.
Oh my god.
I can't handle my booty jiggling right too. See, no, because now
so,
I'm going to.
So I want to say, I'm watching him do it, and he's starting like from the bottom
from
of
the
cheek.
Does you want to get
from what I see?
Get that wave going. Because
yes, I feel the wave.
The same thing as, like if we was fucking and we was really into it, and I spank you then,
right.
You already had me pounding on you and pushing that nerve. You know
okay,
what I'm saying? So you'd already be warmed up.
Right.
But if you're not warmed up, that's why you work.
Oh.
You work up. Some people, they work. You could also work the thighs.
Okay, yeah, the thighs is my spot. That's my spot. You're making me happy.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I cannot handle this shit right now, bro. Like, I can't, and I'm getting nervous.
Okay.
Me too. Is it?
Okay, this is.
Benson, get a climb up there and change the AC because I'm fucked up right now. God.
Okay.
Let's switch seats, bitch. We know yours is soaked. Okay, let's just, I'll just stay here.
We can rock like this now. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
So, but like the same thing with Flock.
By the way, our next guest is sitting here. I want you to know this is not something normal. She's probably like, what the fuck?
She don't have to speak.
I came to talk about my goddamn book, not get fucked in here. Calm down.
But like, so like, for example, if you were working with Flogging, you would just go straight to
right.
hitting somebody with something like that.
Right.
You start up here because, like I said, that's what releases all those good vibes in you, from your brain, you know, that fight or flight.
So, like, I've seen, well, I used to have a dom, a few, and they would always, like, use the flogger, like, slightly on my face and my chest. Like, they would kind of put it on my body first so I would get to know how it feels. I've never had someone do, like, the shoulder, but, like, my breasts, yeah, and, like, one thing I noticed that I've never seen someone do, and I've seen your videos, is, like, you all do some kind of acrobatic shit where you're, like, fucking, what's that called?
Florentine.
What is it?
Florentine.
Now the big words we don't know.
It looked like it's basically like a figure eight.
Yes.
There's two different ways to do it that'll make, like, let's say, if I keep my elbows low or something like that, it's gonna hit you a certain way. If I raise my elbows up, it's gonna hit you a different way. So kind of like where I'm aiming.
Yes, because I'm hot. Thanks,
bro.
I'm hot over here.
The only time I really got super turned on and wet in here was when Nina K said, oh my God, I love cream pies. Oh, I love when they come in my pussy. I was sitting here like, oh, be professional.
Yeah.
And right now.
Yeah.
And I never thought I would get this wet from watching you get
bitch,
spanked.
You know you want to watch me, bitch.
Gross.
You want to watch me get foothole.
It kind of, it's like heavier than any flogger I've ever felt.
But he's also much stronger than you.
No, but I mean just touching it.
Oh, yeah.
They all have... Like, I have some that are really light, that'll sting more, different kinds of, like, the throws are made with something different.
Right.
It all depends on kind of, like, what you're going for. And these I like to use with people who aren't particularly, like, yo, beat the shit out of me. You know what I mean?
Like, these are what you like to use those, with those, people that say don't beat the shit out of me?
When you feel it, if I'm not, like, swinging for the fences and nothing like that, if I'm just using it to warm you up,
right,
those are very comfortable. Like,
can I just feel like when you don't have to warm me up, I just want to feel one good,
can,
like,
you just hit her one time, just, I mean, flog her one time. Can you just,
damn, I got a hole in my leg, and these my house
pants. Oh, that's fine,
but it's all right.
So go over and just flog her one time.
Push that chair up on the wall for me.
Oh.
Okay. Wait, do I go sit forward or backward?
No, you don't turn around just like that.
Okay. All right, y'all. So basically now she is bending over.
Nah, keep your feet.
Now look,
flat.
Put your feet.
Your legs
there
open.
We go. Ooh, okay. Spread your legs open a little bit. Hold on now. Yeah, explain a little bit.
Don't
fear. Yeah, you is not scared. You can't.
Don't worry. I think I covered it up for you. I got.
Okay, so look, he's bending her over.
Oh.
So that little bit of nervousness that she had.
Uh-huh.
That shit gone now, bitch.
Exactly.
I'm ready for all y'all to leave. You know what's crazy?
Oh, he said, keep your head straight.
I really like feeling it on my shoulder, like, more than I thought.
You like feeling it on your shoulder?
Yeah, I really do. Like, I didn't think I'd get excited from my shoulders.
And then what? You moved down and now he's hitting your ass.
Uh-huh.
Can you not mow? Oh, there you go.
Sorry. I'm about to say sir, bitch. That's somebody man. That's somebody daddy.
And he's doing the figure eight motion too now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow.
Bro. Yo, I honestly feel.
You feel it?
I forgot people were in the room.
Really?
Yeah, you are really good at what you do.
Can you not? So,
you know what? Everybody wants me to stop fucking white guys. There you go.
So, I love that we got into this because this is what's going to lead into
our
horrible decision. You take so much, I guess, focus on pleasing women touching them where they'll feel sensations that maybe they haven't felt before. And so for the horrible decision for this episode, because we do have a lot of men listeners, I wanted to get into a conversation on how a man can get into pleasing a woman, how they know they're pleasing their woman, and kind of the things that maybe they should look to do in order to make sure that their woman reaches orgasm. Because, of course, as we know, people fake orgasms. Which is an awful thing.
Don't reward bad behavior.
In 2019, do not reward bad behavior.
Or even if it was good sex and you just can't get there, like, it's okay to say, oh, like,
I tell them it was a good fuck, but I didn't come. I've told guys that before, and they've felt some type of way about it, but I think it's important to
I would
to
say it's been
that.
50-50 me being in my head or stressed out or whatever, or, like, a new experience. Sometimes with new people, I'm, like, a little, you know, tense. Not now.
I think that
for one, first and foremost,
talk to the men first.
All right. There's too much focus. Men, we focus too much on busting our nut. Like,
well, duh.
First and foremost, like, if that's your entire focus of why you're being with somebody sexually, then you're already wrong.
Oh, I like that.
Because it's two people that are there.
Right.
Like, focus on your nut when you're jerking off.
Do you think that this comes from porn? I've heard, I went to go see a woman, shout out to Erica Lust, and she was like, listen, all the porn we watch growing up is showing men coming, and then it's finished, and we're all waiting for that climax, and we are always learning that thing of like, oh, if women don't come, it's your fault, and if men don't come, it's also your fault. Like,
yeah.
I think porn has something to do with it, for sure, but I think that this is a mentality that dates way back before porn even existed, well, at least porn as we know it. You know,
yeah.
I think that we live in a society that doesn't really value women at all.
Duh,
so
speak on it.
Men are
you getting them sessions booked now, boy.
Right.
Men are only concerned not only with their orgasm, but with their point, with their voice, with their thoughts. You know, women are overlooked with pretty much everything. So when it comes down to this most carnal of things, this moment of pleasure, a man is only thinking about himself.
Why do you think that? Is this something that innately, like, do you think it, did you have sisters? Like, what was it about you that makes, why do you think you're so focused on it? Or what upbringing that did you have that affected how you view women or treat women during sex or anything like that? What do you think's been different about your life?
I mean, I was raised by a group of great women who did everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, not to say that there were no good men in my life, but I was raised by my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother.
But did they have that conversation with you about
pleasing
a woman?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it was just more like my perception of women isn't that women are less than me. I think that that's kind of like what most men have is no matter what, like even some men who were raised by great women still have a perception that women are to be valued less in whatever kind of aspect it is. So sex is only another aspect of life. So I mean, I wouldn't say that I had that conversation specifically, but I definitely learned to value all human beings, but also, like, I think that women should be put on a pedestal. I think that if, especially when it comes to pleasure, like, and this, even if you have a selfish motive, at the end of the day, your sex is gonna be better if you please the woman you're with. Like, even if you're just a selfish asshole and you can't look past the selfishness of it, your sex will still be better
so
if you focus on
pleasure. What are some of the focuses, or what are some of the things that you think a man can do if he's been one of those that just fucks to get his nut and now he's maybe maturing and wants to please the women that he's fucking? What would be some of the first steps that you would give that man to make sure that he's going into it to please the woman?
Ask her what she likes.
It's so crazy. I just had a tweet. And this actually applies to women as well. I just had a tweet by one of our listeners, and she said, hey, my boyfriend, every time he goes down on me, puts fingers in my vagina, and I really don't like it. How do I tell him in a nice way I don't like fingers
in my vagina?
I saw
you retweet a reply from someone that I didn't like either. She was like, why are people doing this? Like, kind of, I think we got to give women a little bit of a break, because we're always so focused on men and kind of are trained that way. I mean, even my mother saying, got to make sure you do this for him, and got to make sure you do this for your man. We think we can't say when we don't like something.
Right.
All right. I mean, this goes back to, hate to bring it up, but very much that Aziz Ansari moment with people blaming that girl for not knowing when to say no. A lot of women don't know when to say no. And even though that is a different situation, there's so many times in my life, you know,
even a little bit older, even 25, I'll say, where I've been fucked away and been like, I don't really like this, but like, I'll just let it be finished for him.
Right.
I think there's also kind of like this romantic idea that the person that is the perfect sexual partner for you is going to know everything you like. Right. And I think that if you think about yourself today,
like that point,
if you think about yourself today and you think about yourself 5 years ago, chances are most things are going to have changed, even if slightly, not just sexually, but just in your entire life.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you might also like certain things with one person and not with somebody else. Like, you might be like, yo, I love the way you flog, but this other time I got flogged, I did not like it because they did A, B, and C. So that could happen the same thing. Like,
for me with BDSM, men assume that because they listen to the show that I'm just like such a submissive, like, I don't want you to smack me in the face. Yeah. I like this from certain people I'm with. I don't want it from everybody.
I'll say that with fingers and spit, pretty much. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's. I think a lot of times too, people will say something like, "Yeah, I'm into kink or I'm into BDSM or I'm a sub," but that doesn't mean you're a sub to everybody. Just like people think that because I'm a dom, I just walk around telling people what to do all day, and that's not how life works.
Yeah,
you know. So it's kind of like what I like to do sexually doesn't mean that I'm an asshole to people in everyday life.
Sure.
We say that about the podcast. Just because we talk about sex openly doesn't mean we want to have sex with you.
Facts.
And a lot of people automatically assume that because we are sex positive and open freely that now anyone can send us dick pics.
I think even more than porn stars, strippers.
Yeah, we get a lot of.
Because, like,
it's really. Sure.
I can't even imagine someone, like, giving you money in that moment, watching you dance and thinking they can violate you. Bro, I'd be going off on everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely. It's interesting because of my profession, you know, I definitely can. I mean, I can walk in a woman's shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all deal with shit I'll never have to understand. But right. I know, like, from my homegirls, actually, it was Tyomi who said it's like optical rape. You know, I get dudes who send me dick pics all the time. Like, right. I want to be in porn, bro, or or whatever.
What do you think? Can I do it?
Yeah, it's like...
Jesus.
Or just men who are interested in me. You know, just send me dick pics all day. And I'm like, and I get women who send me pussy pics. I get all day. And it's like, I love pussy, but that doesn't mean I want you to send me yours.
No, that's right.
I know.
You know,
Same.
I'm in porn.
Same.
So I think about the sisters I know who get dick pics. They might have never even talked about sex to a dude. And he's like, just some guy I met. I gave him my number. He said hi and sent a dick pic.
That happens.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy. And it still goes back to that thing that we were just talking about men who do not care about women and what they think or how they feel. So all of that, it's a societal thing, and it's going to be reflected in how people have sex.
Have you ever, I'm curious to know, like, I want to tell you this, but I didn't think I would tell you, but now I want to. So when I first had you, when we first had you on Horrible Decisions, right? I wasn't there. A dude I know was like, oh, yeah, so his picture, ain't that nigga gay? I was like, why would you think that? And he was like, I don't know, like, I saw, like, what he does. Have you ever noticed that men that are more in tune with their sex, or like men that do fetish, like people always assume male sex workers are gay, and like how does that play into your role? Because
I think it happens for sure. For one, I've had people say, dude, you gay because I think R. Kelly is a piece of shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm dead.
I believe
arguments that I've had with people online or in person where it's like,
I'll
side with a woman and they'd be like, you must be gay or you just do that to get pussy. You know what I mean? Like, it's one or the other. And I'm like, those are two really different things, but you're calling me both right now. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there's this whole perception that if a man has respect for women or if a man is in tune with his body or whatever, that he's gay. First, I don't take it as an insult. I know a lot of great people. I don't think that gay is an insult, but my sexuality is I'm into women. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it's just kind of like people might use that as an insult.
I really like the way you said that. Did y'all see the video of the dude that was like, listen, God could deal with you the way he want, but no shame to the gays, but don't send me dick pics. I was like, that sounds like shame.
Yeah, it does.
God can deal with you. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It was like circling around. I don't know if it was a male model or a porn star was going around Twitter. And I was like, why do they have to say it so angry? Like,
right.
Okay, like, you're that fucking fine that everybody wants to fuck you. That's it.
The interesting thing is, though, when I've told women, like, yo, chill, don't send me that unless I ask for it.
You gay?
Women are actually way more like, I think they come back into themselves and be like, oh shit, yeah, that was kind of a
really
a dick move.
But why,
like,
do women,
you
do think,
to dudes be cursing you the fuck out?
But like, why do you think women then say if you don't like something or you don't want to fuck them, then you're gay? Like, why do you think we throw that out? Is that our own insecurity?
I think that that's just like one of those insults that they know will resonate with most people. You know, I think that that's like that and your mama's a bitch that pretty much set off everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, so true. It's kind of like those are the go-to Johns right there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to circle back into a man pleasing his woman. And I kind of wanted to gear this into maybe one of the kinks that we've discussed on the show previously, which would be cuckolding. So I wanted to bring this up because in that fashion, or when I watch it, it makes me feel like a man is choosing cuckolding as a means to please his woman because he can't please his woman. So I kind of wanted to get into maybe the psyche. If a man is with his woman and chooses maybe to bring another party into the bedroom, what that means, the psyche of it, and you've done cuckolding. So I want to know kind of your psyche as the person who's being the giver in that.
That's actually like one of the things that first introduced me into BDSM and that whole lifestyle.
Cuckolding was before. Oh.
Yeah, because I started, like, when I first did porn, some people started reaching out like, hey, would you fuck my wife? You know what I mean?
Really?
That's actually kind of like how I got into, that's how I learned about domination and submission.
Oh, I feel like cuckolding is way a little bit above, like, just dressing up and spitting, and those are, to me, are like baby steps. So cuckolding being your baby step into BDSM.
Remember, restaurant guy wanted like the cuckolding shit to happen all the time with us.
That's kind of crazy.
And I was super into it until he was like, "Oh, it can only be a black guy." And then I was like, "I'm done."
And do you get that too? Like being
definitely get that.
And of course, our listeners are going to be like, he's racially ambiguous. I don't know why y'all want to keep calling yourselves black. Like, they do not want to give us the black title for shit, but
tell that shit to the police. And
you know, there you go.
Now, when the cuckolding does happen, right? The couples hit you up. So, like, this is something that they want.
I mean, I actually get single males, too, who want to be cuckolded and all. Just sit there and watch me and Jasmine work, or me and another performer as well.
That's awesome.
I think a lot of it has to do with what you say. Like, some people who feel inadequate, some people who feel like they can never please a woman in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, it's like the ultimate submission. Like, there's someone who's so dominant over them that they dominate their household, or there's someone that's so dominant over them that it's like, for some, they want to be what's considered like sissified or forced to be by. That's another aspect.
Them the ones I like watching.
Me too.
Them the ones I like watching. Where like I got it. Like you force them to like suck your dick or some shit like that.
Are you comfortable with that? Does it make you?
I have not had a cuck suck my dick before, but I definitely make them eat my cum from.
Shut up.
Dude, you know what? I am booking my session.
Where do you normally come that they lick off of? Like,
well, it depends. Like in if you go to royalfetishxxx.com,
there you go.
I'm joining. Plug, how much does she do?
Like, I shot a scene with Slave Fluffy and Ivory Brooks, and I came like all over her stomach and chest. I don't know what I was eating that week. But I feel
you
like
came
that was.
A lot?
Yo,
did you?
So
did you maybe
that.
Not
I,
like?
I came so much.
Had it been a while since you came?
He couldn't finish as much as I came.
Wait, but you wanted it like it was kind of his task to lick it all
up.
It.
That was his duty.
Yo, shut up.
You gotta get to work.
Yo, you see me over here on the internet.
Look, don't be trying to look it up yet, bitch. You gotta pay for his shit.
Bruh.
His shit ain't even free, bitch.
I'm putting it on the business account. Okay, you hear me? Horrible Decisions, LLC. We gonna share this password.
Is that this?
That is that
scene. So it's this scene.
She's really fucking cute.
Yeah.
So, like, there was another scene I shot with Jasmine for another company, and Jazz is my partner, so right. I came inside of her, and the cuck ate it out.
You made him eat the cream pie.
That's my favorite part.
Look, I know.
I be eating, like, by eating cream pie. Like, I lick all that shit up. I mean, lick. Did I say lick?
Look, you did. Nasty.
Yo,
she got here licking cream pie.
I'm so dead. Like, hey, I can't film it, but if you can block the tattoos out, I'm in.
look.
But I mean, it's funny because, like, for me, that being like one of my first, like, super extreme, the first experience I ever had, it was here in New York. It was in Long Island. This couple, they was like, nice Long Island, travel out there from Jersey or whatever.
Okay.
You know.
Were you in their house?
Yeah, they had this beautiful house with
a
pool table and all that shit.
Oof.
And I destroyed her on the pool table and made him sit in the corner and jerk off his shit with two fingers.
Not one of those.
Yeah, he was
I've
one of
seen
those.
So wait,
was your first experience
that
ever?
That was my first cuckolding experience.
Were you excited ever. About it? Were you nervous?
It was one of those experiences was like, she was hot.
Right.
So I was like, I was all for it, you know, and... You know, I left with some bread too, so that was great. But I mean, you know, they filmed it and all this other stuff. Like it was crazy.
I was gonna ask you if they filmed it because, like, whenever I'm on Pornhub looking at like amateur, sometimes I wonder, like, yo, I feel like they found this dude on Tinder and they were like, yo, can you fuck my wife?
Well, shit,
and like they had Rory almost
came
had
on and that
but
almost
I feel like the
him.
Phone is always in a position like the other person doesn't know. And I'm like, I'm going to come watching this, but it's also fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
I definitely knew about it ahead of time, so that was cool.
Okay, that is cool.
Because it was they reached out through a company that I worked for. So
as a man who comes in and does the performing while the other man watches, what kind of goes through your mind? Or if a man is interested in maybe doing that, is there any type of preparation mentally that you have to do?
I don't know. Everybody's different. I mean, me, I'm a complete exhibitionist. Like,
That's great.
When people watch me fuck.
Me too.
Like, I'm
I love it. I be asking
so
my friends.
Much, like, when people ask, like, what makes you different? Like, I look at porn and all that. I think of it as, like, being a sexual athlete. You know, like, you gotta show up, you gotta perform.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? We are so grateful that you're not an accountant because what a waste of skill. You know what? Sometimes I suck dick and I'd be like, oh, I should totally film it. Like,
no,
that's what makes me have so many videos.
Know, someone just told me I was born to be a porn star and I kind of took that as like, wait, I can do a lot more than fuck.
Listen, I gave a labia massage so good the other day, I was like, I can fucking teach a class. Like, you know,
I mean, I think in the day and age that we live, a porn star doesn't limit you to just one thing.
No,
you know,
it doesn't.
I think
no.
Slowly. I mean, there's still a whole lot of, you know, bad connotation with it and all that. But we've seen certain people who've come into the business from all kinds of walks of life.
Right.
And you see some people who take this business and go to other walks of life that back in the day they were like, nah, you can't do that.
Right.
So, you know, I think that for me, like, from the first time I was on your show, there were people who were like, wow, I didn't know you were articulate. Like, they
facts.
Automatically think that because
you went to jail.
I do porn or something.
That you came
like,
straight out of jail and you couldn't get another
honestly,
job.
Honestly, you could guess jail because you'd be like, damn, he must have read a lot.
Oh,
that's,
see, that too.
Yeah.
I had a...
You could be articulate and go to jail.
You,
I think
you
just,
can.
You know what I found to be?
I think the way the world works, I think it's very important for me to just break as many boxes as possible.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I think, like, the work that we do, for example, with our class, Porn and Parenting, you know, we're not telling people that, you know, you could go out there and be porn stars, but we're saying you could be a porn star in your own bedroom, you know, but as a parent, you know, there's certain responsibility that you have, you know what I'm saying? And then also at the same time, how can you be a sex positive parent so that your children will not be shamed or won't shame themselves, but can still live a safe and
nah, I want you, Jasmine, and the baby in here next time, bro.
I'm not even gonna lie, like that's
I want her to breastfeed. Yeah, I want to make it a whole mom thing.
That's like a thing with me, like when I go, like if I'm fucking a guy and he has a kid in the house, I feel like I can't even moan, and I'm a moaner. I love being loud, but it's nothing. I don't want the child to hear me moaning.
Yeah, and that's
kind of what. Yeah, yeah, you know, I be trying to respect.
I mean,
the kid
that's when you
while
could
I'm sucking his daddy up.
That's when you could get the pillow.
You know,
I want to tell you one thing. You just said checking off the boxes. I think the most impressive and interesting thing about you that I found from just being a listener in that episode was that you were a dom that cared so much about pleasuring women. Mm-hmm. Like, you could almost tell it wasn't phony. You know, that it's a very genuine thing about you. Even me saying I want to spank Mandy, you making sure that I did it a certain way. Having a dom that loves to give pleasure is a great thing. Like, mm-hmm. I've had doms that, you know, spank me, make me suck. Not that I don't like it. Make
right.
me suck their dick. And it's just like, and I'm going crazy because I'm ready to come. And even though that's part of it sometimes, like, I don't know if they necessarily care. or if it's just part of the play. But I think you seem to make it very clear that that is a priority, and that's what makes it so fun.
I think that it should, because there's a lot of men who are so dominant in the bedroom where, like, you know, where they like a woman to gag because they, you know, it's a dom thing to do and all that stuff. And there are some men where I think have drawn the line where I don't feel like they cared whether I was being pleased or not in how they were treating me, from the slaps to the choking to all of that. Yeah. There's even ways to choke where, bitch, sometimes it fucking hurts. But there's there's ways to also choke someone where it does. It feels good. It turns you on. Weezy wants to almost die.
Honest with you. I don't like to have sex with people like that that have no experience.
That has no experience with it, yeah.
You know? I mean, you can definitely hurt somebody, and I think that there are people who get into BDSM because they want to hurt people. Mm. And they think that it might be a way that they can
hurt people
in a way that's like, oh, no. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dom.
So, and that was so interesting about, even though people think it's a very vanilla movie, in 50 Shades of Grey, when he beat her a little too hard because he had that in him, like, I feel so bad to know there are doms like that. We've had Kiki on here, a sub who was talking about almost like some violent shit where I was like, ooh, like that.
But I think
when it comes to, I think it's important, like for me, I think one of the things I love about doming is it forces me to, I have to pay such attention to my sub, especially in a session, because you're breathing, you know, how your body responds, like if you're bruising or anything like that, especially if you're like, yo, I want to like push it. I want to go crazy. So like if we're pushing your limits.
But that's also different for everybody.
Yeah. And I'm not attentive enough to your body to know, like, you know, because some subs will be like, I don't want to disappoint my dom, so I'm not going to say my safety word. But they might go past the point where they should have said it already. If you're not paying enough attention to that person to know, like, you should chill for a minute. Let's yellow it out for a bit. Let's relax.
That's it. Ready, you know? Yellow. Now, yeah, I do want to ask if you could just tell us about a time where, like, you know, you do erotic massage and stuff like that. Have you ever had a time where you did erotic massage and started having sex with that person? Like, y'all were just, it was getting crazy? And, like, do you have someone in mind or a person or a moment you're thinking
you
about?
Watch that on Royal Fetish.
God damn it.
Look, he's telling
you. This nigga ready to take my $29.99.
Look, you about to take, she about to charge it to the business account. I'm going to be like, no, bitch, you make enough.
A real good
you better take it out your own account.
I'm going to be honest with you. Next time you're in New York, I'm really considering, so I've been dating this girl, I call her Scissors, and we've dated years ago, and I've been talking about bringing a guy in the room with us and, you know, having an experience, not knowing what it'll be. And I think sometimes she worries about male energy and maybe like how I'll feel about that person.
Good, bro.
And I think that I would love to, if you're down, have a session of all three of us and maybe document it like together.
Sure.
All of us.
I'm with that.
Wait, all of who? You and the other girl and him?
Yeah.
Don't be trying to put that on a business account either, Hope. It's for research. I want to go ahead, before we get out of here, I want to get into our home mail real quick. As you guys know, you can submit home mail at horribledecisions@gmail.com. This one was actually sent into my DM, and normally I don't read y'all's motherfucking DMs.
But I hate home mail and DMs.
I hate home mail and DMs, but this one was good, and I don't know if she wanted me to personally help because she done heard my issues in life, but I was like, we have an open man on the show, so let's see, you know, if maybe you can help us. So it says, good morning, girly. I have a big question. I honestly don't know how to even handle this. I've been in a serious relationship with my boyfriend for over a year, and we live together. I recently found out that before me, he lived with a transsexual woman for 2 years, and supposedly he didn't know she still had a penis. He even put a restraining order out on her at the end.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking he only did this to cover his own ass with his family. I've caught him talking to other transsexuals, and he just says they're friends. Am I wrong to hate him for not telling me the truth? I can't even sleep at night with him knowing that he likes men. Like, he won't kiss me or go down on me, but he'll be quick to suck a dick. He drinks a lot, and I think it's something that he's been trying to fight himself.
I hate her already. Let me be honest with you.
When
I like
read,
I see
when
why
I read
she
the ending
me.
Of it, when I read the ending of it, I was like, okay, so first off, you have a whole issue with identifying.
You're the reason that motherfuckers have to write restraining orders, and frankly,
this
I'm almost embarrassed
why,
that you're a fucking
I
listener of this show.
This.
I hope this to God you get offended at what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
You're a piece of shit. You're exactly why we have fucking issues with. Is she black?
She looks Latina.
Fine. fine. She probably likes to fuck niggas and she's fucking them up. This is such a toxic way of thinking. Like, I don't know who raised you with this fucking bullshit, but let's stop calling them transsexuals. One, that's like really fucking
one,
rude.
If they also identify and carry themselves as women, we are to identify
quick to
them
suck
as
a
women.
Dick. Maybe they just don't want to fuck you. Maybe it's not enough with you. Maybe that's the fucking problem. Maybe you could DM me and we could talk about it more on IG Live. Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
The problem with men not being comfortable with enjoying other people, I'm not even going to say men or women or whoever, other people, is because of the fear of them looking like whatever you're thinking of him. It doesn't make him less of a man. It doesn't make him less of a person. To fucking make a restraining order on somebody over some bullshit like that, I really hope he lied to you because you're such a judgmental cunt, and I rarely use that word. So I don't care.
So when I got to the ending of that, I felt a little hurt, but also, again, I have a friend who is also going through this, to where it's led him down alcoholism, therapy, depression, because he is into trans women and he knows that his family may not be accepting of it because he grew up in the church. So hiding that piece of himself from his mom, he even told me, like, yo, I brought a white girl home to my mom one time. Could you imagine if I brought, you know, XYZ? And even just that thought process is just, it's unfortunate that, Weezy and I have both said it before, that unfortunately, we as women are just as much the root of the cause to men not being able to open up sexually, whether it's their kinks that they want in the bedroom, like pegging or other things that I've mentioned on the show, or whether it is into experimenting or finding out what they genuinely like in the bedroom in fear of what the women they date or the women they speak with or their women family members will think of them. So I like that you went as hard as you did. Normally I'd be like,
I bet
chill.
You she's one of those exactly bitches that like loves gays and like, I love going to the club. Oh yes, queen. Okay. And then same shit, bitch.
Right. And then you're shady. So I guess
realize you have to cut a lot of shit out of your life if you have that much of a fucking problem with trans women. A lot of shit out of your life gotta go, bitch. All the fucking TV shows you watch, all the makeup, all of it, bitch. Just stop. Cancel it. Join City Girls.
What? Yo, shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry. Like, she sucks, bro.
I know.
Like, she really had all of the nerve.
I was just like, for someone who has listened to our show, for you to still be so close-minded, it kind of like, bitch, have you not been listening to what the fuck we've been saying on this goddamn show?
I was about to like reel something back, but I don't care.
Yeah. So what would be, I guess, your response to that? Or how do you think maybe she should approach this? You being a man, what would be the right way for her to have this conversation with her man?
I think first and foremost, I would just want to say that whatever you're into and whoever you're into, as long as you leave children, animals, and people who say no out of it, you good.
Agreed.
Is that our new description in the bio?
Right. I don't know what.
I think that there is, though, there's this perception of what manhood is. And unfortunately, the perception of manhood is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty toxic, as you've stated. You know, I think that men posture a lot because they don't know how, and especially, and unfortunately, I mean, in our community, we're always told that our lives don't matter, whether it's man, woman, or trans. Like, we're all told our lives don't matter.
Right.
But there's this perception in Western society that the man is supposed to be the top and the head of everything. So in the black and brown community, a lot of black and brown men are like, well, I gotta be the head and the top. So then it leads to men bullying trans folk, it leads to men bullying women. And then, like, there was this post, I forget who posted it, but it was so real that it was like, black men have become the white men of our own community.
No,
because
I agree.
Because we,
God, that made me fucking cringe.
I know.
Well, count that bitch in.
Everybody else. And I think that now, you know, you see women who perceive a man as less than a man.
If they're into,
because he was, you know, and you actually said you just went to go see if Beale Street could talk. James Baldwin is one of my greatest heroes of ever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think that man was a man, and he stood up for his people, and he stood up for everything the way a human being should stand up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? His gender was just a part of his story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like his blackness is a part of his story. And a lot of times we get so caught up and all these little things that we try to nitpick to break people apart and break people
and
down.
And that's what she
and,
is
and
doing.
And that's what she's
yeah.
doing because she's not happy. And maybe y'all just don't fucking fit together. It might not be because
right.
of who he likes. It might not be because...
It's her fault.
You know what I mean?
right.
But I think it's just kind of like, if you're trying to find all these things about him, like, if you love somebody, you love them for who they are. If you like them, you like them for who they are. If you don't fucking like them, then you don't like them.
Right.
You
don't
said the word human a lot.
All these other things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to make it about other stuff to justify how you feel about him instead of just being like, you know yeah. what, maybe we ain't meant to be together.
Mm. We really can't forget that people are humans, though. Like, just, I mean, you said you thought she was Latina. Like, I can't sit here and, like, be a Black Lives Matter bitch and not think about Latinas or be a feminist and not think about every woman. Like, I can't.
Right.
Like, I have to remember everybody's fucking human, you know? And sometimes I even get a little brainwashed in my own neuroses where I'm like, I fuck all the white people. And we're like, most of them are just, a lot of white people are not trash. They're just
right.
not, you
right.
know? And it's like, I have to really break that shit down and just... practice what I preach
but
from
also,
a respect level.
But also from what she's trying to do is label him into putting it like something is wrong with him for liking trans women or being into sucking dick or whatever. You know, I think that as humans, to sit here and classify or degrade someone based on their sexual preferences, whether, you know, our next guest talking about sluts or us liking ho shit, or if a man likes to engage in other things that may not be of the norm, it doesn't make anyone less than. And you shouldn't sit here and feel the need to make him feel less than because those may be his choices behind closed doors.
Right.
So I like that we got on that. Bitch, you a piece of trash. But we gonna hope that you work through this, and after we sat here and talked, we hope that you see your wrong
Oh,
doing.
I can't wait to read her reply. She's gonna be like, can I just say, as someone that thinks they should be accepting, y'all didn't want to make it a teaching moment. No, bitch, we didn't. It's too late. It's 2019. I ain't got time to teach all hoes.
Well, we...
Oh, wait, let's have King Noir, before we go, just kind of like tell people like exactly what they can look forward to in a session with you.
Yeah.
Because I know that you're going to tell them where to find you.
I mean,
but
you can definitely explore your kink. I don't ever like, there's no...
Nigga, that's our catchphrase. No, I'm just like...
There's no two sessions that are ever the same. It's like I always tell people, if you make love the same way twice, you're doing it wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
Bro,
in
every
King
girl
session.
That listens to this show gonna think her
they
man fucking her wrong. Honestly. Dude's gonna hate
no,
you.
But I mean, it's like... I mean, it's... And I'm not saying like, yo, now you gotta... go fuck on a plane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
or
it's like,
that too.
I mean, you can do that. But I mean, if all you got is your bedroom, just try a different position. Try with the lights on. You know what I mean? It's just little things to change it up that'll make you
right.
learn something new about your partner and learn something new about yourself. And all the fetish training sessions, that's what it's really about. It's about learning about yourself and opening yourself up to different forms of pleasure, different forms of kink and...
Pun intended. Open it up.
Yep, open it up.
Do you, like, so if someone, you know, messages you, like, they can maybe, like, do you do a little emailing beforehand?
I do a consultation call because we have like, a survey that goes over something like 200 or 300 different fetishes, and it might not be a fetish that you yourself want to experience, but you saying, like, let's just say there's a line of things, and it's, like, gag ball, spit, and handcuffs.
Do you have yours
you
in
like,
there, too?
Yes, no, or maybe, right?
Oh, yes, no, or maybe, okay.
And to me, that just lets me know a little bit about who you are right. and what you are either A, open to, because I don't always say like, okay, I'm going to come in there and then we're going to do 5 minutes of flogging. And it, you know what I mean? It's not how it works.
I told you that's how I start off by asking about the booty hole. I'm like, can I lick it? Can I finger it? Can I peg it? Yes, no, maybe. And that's pretty much how I gauge what I can and cannot do to the booty hole.
Can I fuck it?
Pretty much.
If they're like, yeah, you could do all three, you're not just going to jump the fucking, you're
no,
going to warm
the
them up
No, the tongue got to start first. Yeah, so, you got to warm them up.
So it's like mm-hmm. the same kind of thing within,
I like
if,
that.
If you're, I'm an artist, so you're just gonna tell me what types of paint I'm gonna use,
oof.
And then we gonna paint from there.
I hate him.
I like that. If I get a text message like that, nigga, take the draw. Well, can you go ahead and let our listeners know where they can
absolutely.
Find you and book you
yes.
in the DM? How to booking you?
You could definitely hit me up in my DMs on Twitter, Instagram.
You sound like a hoe, right? When you said it.
You can hit me up in my DMs.
I mean, I got emails too and stuff. You know.
Okay, well, go ahead and drop
could,
the website.
It's
everything.
At King Noir, KingNoire, and you can go to KingNoireXXX.com, royalfetishxxx.com, and you can see all of my films and get some ideas for your session.
I'm going to show Weezy the ones you done sent me.
And by the way,
you know,
paying for porn is a big fucking deal.
Since I came here, I sent her the trailer when they come out. Oh, like, what you think of this one?
He be sending me them. So I'm dope.
Can I be in the email chain?
Yeah, I'll add you because he's sending me all of them. Dick look beautiful.
Bro, y'all think I'm playing? Anybody listening thinks I'm playing about like doing this session all together? Like, I think it only makes sense.
You say love. You want to invite the whole goddamn 50,000 listeners?
No, I don't want to invite them in the bedroom. Like, I don't want to film it, but I would love to just make it something where, like, we can all talk about how it was together.
Oh, okay.
You know?
That's dope. I'm with that.
Like, if I was nervous or, like, you know what I mean?
Well, fuck that. I just want to watch. So I'm going to be the exhibition. No, the voyeur. I'm going to be the voyeur.
Bro, you couldn't say genitalia earlier.
Yo, shut the fuck up. Anyway.
She got voyeur right on point.
Boom,
though.
Got it. I knew that.
She's ready for that one.
You know, anyways, guys, we're looking forward to seeing you guys on tour. Thank you to everyone who came out to motherfucking D.C. Y'all know we did 2 shows. It was lit or whatever. But I'm excited to sit here and see everyone in Atlanta, see everyone in Houston. We got Toronto. See everyone in New York City, March 9th. And then y'all can go see B2K Ho. And then we still are waiting for Miami and LA. Possibly have it out by now.
Hopefully it's out by now. If you want a little bit more Horrible Decisions, listen to this clip we're about to give you. If you think this episode was great, thank you. If you think it could have been better and you want to help us out with it, call us at the $15 Patreon tier. After 4 months, we send you merch. And right at the beginning, you can give us a call. We'll read you an outline that we have upcoming, and you can give us feedback or create your own outline and pretty much produce an episode. At only $5 a month, you get 3 bonus episodes a month right after each Horrible Decisions episode you hear on Mondays. And I'm tired of talking. I just want to go jerk off in the bathroom after getting vlogged.
I know. I feel like I got to go wipe my pussy. Anyways, guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
In my mind, I sometimes can't watch the same scenes over and over
again. Me neither.
But that's also my problem with probably why I haven't been able to mutually masturbate, because If I'm watching a porn and I'm allowing you to play with me while I watch a porn, you have to be comfortable that it's going to be two guys fucking. And that one I haven't kind of gotten to yet.
The literally, like, that's all, like, you even come
the
to niggas, right now?
Literally. And even the guys, or tran porn. So literally even the guys that have allowed me to peg, they don't like the idea that I like 2 men and men, because they like to make it be known that they don't like men. So, like, they're just not into gay porn. I even be trying to send them links, but they're like, man, what the fuck you send me that for? Like, but they'll watch trend porn. So.
What'd you just say, Mandy?
Trend porn. They'll watch trend porn.
I thought you said trend, and then another letter that's between D and G.
D and G?
Tran E. I thought that, like, I was trying to do.
First off, it's spelled with a Y.
I know.
Oh, but the word. We got it recorded. I ain't say it.
So
rewind it back 10 seconds, ho.
Mutual masturbation for me. The girl Nady on the phone said that she don't like how she got to be upside down and shit, because the nigga got to see down and blah, blah, blah. But here's how I've done it, right? Which I really enjoyed. One, I recently, I think, was it a year ago? Yeah, it wasn't this year. Last year, I was home for Thanksgiving, went home with this guy. He didn't have a condom. And I was like,
you shared, I remember this.
Yeah,
story.
And so I did it that way. And, like, we just were side by side. And, like, he and I were, like, making out and touching each other. It was good. I've also, like, almost done a quote-unquote scissors position. Like, I've kind of, like, almost stood on top, or, like, was on top of a dude, like, masturbating. So, like, my titties was in his face. It was really good. And then one that I really love, my best mutual masturbation, where we were, like, really far apart. I was at Loverboy's crib. And he was on the computer doing some kind of online gambling shit. I don't know, whatever, European shit. He had this couch in front, and I sat on it while he was on there because he wouldn't pay attention to me, and I started masturbating, and then he came over to eat my pussy, and I told him no. And he was like, what? I was like, I'm just going to come like this because you're just so fucking busy.
See, and I guess I've done it out of,
to, like, jerk off.
I've done it out of revenge then. Like, I remember someone who, and I brought him up on the show before, but I ain't going to down talking right now, but there's been times where we've had sex and it wasn't good. I didn't come and he wasn't trying to get back up, so I've literally, just to let him know how much he did not please me, I've turned on porn right next to him loud so that he couldn't watch TV, and I played with my pussy, and it, when he said, like, what are you doing, I'm gonna come since you didn't make me, and I've literally sat in the bed.
Ooh.
Girl, I ain't gonna say his name.
Really?
Yeah. And we argue so much every night. Yeah. So I've done that with him. And I did it
You
with
came?
The nigga, and I did it with the nigga I pissed on. Well, no, because I know I was just really doing it to fuck up his ego. I really couldn't get in the mood to come. But I was just doing it to make it show, like, nigga, I'm going to please myself because you a fuck nigga and you ain't make me come.
So what did he do? Is he just sitting there?
Oh, no. You know, we had a whole ass argument about it.
While you was doing it?
Yes. I was doing it. And then, like, of course I turned up. He was mad that my porn was on because he was trying to watch a game or something. And I was like, so? You ain't made me come. Go to the living room then. I'm sitting right here and I'm going to make myself come since you didn't. So it was really more so like, fuck you.